Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah discusses a scenario where somebody has money is deposited with him, and sometimes he may be considered, instead of a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman, under certain scenarios he may be considered to be a paid watchman, a Shomer Sacher, and therefore he would be Chayav, liable on Geneva and Aveda, as a Shomer Sacher always is. The Mishnah begins, Hamafkin Mos Etzel Shulchani. Somebody who deposits money with a money changer, somebody who professionally deals with money, Im tsururin, if the monies that were given to him were wrapped up separately, lo yishtamish bahen, the shulchani, the money changer, is not supposed to utilize those monies. He can't utilize the monies and just say he'll pay it back. Because since the owner of the monies deposited with him wrapped up, it's understood that he did not want him to utilize it. Now, the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean just wrapped up. Wrapping up is not sufficient, really, for a shulchani not to know not to use it. It has to be that it's wrapped up and sealed, or it's been tied up in a way which is an unusual knot, that in which it's clear the understanding of the mafkid, or the person who deposited with him, that he doesn't want it to utilize it. Lefikach, therefore, him avdu, since he was not allowed to utilize it, im avdu, if it gets lost, he's only a shomer chinam, ein chayav b'achar yusan. He's not liable for it, because a shomer chinam is not liable for aveda, or for geneva for that matter. However, mutarin, if they're not bound up, they're not tsururin, and as we explained before, tsururin doesn't mean just wrapped up, it means wrapped and sealed, or tied in an unusual knot. If it's not done in that fashion, yishtamish bohen, the shulchani is allowed to utilize it. The understanding, depositing it with a money changer, it's understood that a money changer utilizes monies that are given to him. And therefore, lafikach, since he's allowed to utilize it, even if he didn't actually utilize it, but the very fact that he's allowed to utilize it makes him into a shomer socher, into a paid watchman, since he now has the ability to use it. Lafikach im avdu. Therefore, if the monies are lost or stolen, chayev b'achar yusan, he is liable as a shomer socher normally is, chayev in geneva and aveda, in lost due to theft or losing it. Now, Eitzel Balabayas, however, it's not a shulchani, that you deposit it with a regular homeowner who's not a professional money changer. Bein surin vein mutarin, even if it's wrapped up in a special way, or it's not wrapped up, lo yishtamash bahen, even if it's not wrapped up, he's not allowed to utilize it, because there's an assumption that since he's not a money changer, that he wouldn't be utilizing money that's deposited with him unless he's told to be able to utilize it. Lafikach, therefore, im avdu, if it's lost, eino chayev b'achar yusan, he's not liable, because in any circumstance, he's not considered to be a shomer sachar, a paid watchman, but rather a shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman, because he has no benefit since he's not allowed to utilize the monies. Hachen v'ni, question the Mishnah poses at the end here is, what about a storekeeper? So a storekeeper deals with money, but he's not professionally, exclusively dealing with money the way a money changer is. So what's the expectation there? So, Hachenveni Kabbalah Bias, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir maintains that a regular storekeeper, he has the status of a Kabbalah Bias. There is no expectation of him utilizing the monies, and therefore he is not allowed to use those monies. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Hachenveni Kashulchani. He says a storekeeper has the status of a shulchani since he utilizes monies. There's an expectation that he is allowed to use the monies, again, providing that they are not wrapped up a special way.